Single men are often the most visible part of the homeless population, but Orlando City leaders are hoping a new shelter will help reduce the numbers on the street. 90.7's Abe Abaraya visited the new Men's Service Center in downtown Orlando for the ribbon cutting Wednesday.
3, 2, 1.
With a blast of confetti, officials cut the ribbon of the two-story, 250-bed facility. It's not just a place to sleep. Homeless men can get job training, healthcare referrals, substance abuse help, and more. Coalition for the Homeless CEO Brent Trotter says the services are geared toward a population that is often viewed with contempt.
Men have an ego that they can do it on their own, and sometimes there's not a lot of that humility to say, you know what, I do need help, and sometimes they have to hit rock bottom. I had a gentleman tell me the other day, I've hit whatever step is below rock bottom and I need help.
The chronically homeless cost taxpayers, on average, $32,000 per year in criminal justice and health care costs. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer said the city plans to put 300 of them into permanent housing. The average wait time to get into the center is 4 weeks. Sidney Hemming is one of the 80 men to go through the service center and into permanent housing.
I would say to all the fellows at the Men's Service Center that if I can do it, you can do it too.
I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.